It's lunchtime at St. Margaret's House in South Bend, Indiana. On the menu, barbecue pulled pork sandwiches and baked beans. Women walk past tables set up outside with fruit, pretzel bread, and even whole pies. They're supposed to point to what they want and not touch the food. Some have a hard time remembering that new rule.
And then we ask not for you to touch,
but it is.
St. Margaret's House provides meals to women and children struggling with poverty. Before the COVID-19 outbreak, people would gather inside to eat. Now, food is served takeout style to avoid spreading the virus.
I'm terrified. I'm out of masks currently.
That's Teresa Anderson, one of the women here for a meal. She has a compromised immune system.
I've decided not to buy a two-week bus pass they usually buy, and I'm not supposed to be doing certain things, but I am walking to and from St. Margaret's.
Anderson and roughly 60 other women still come each day to get a hot meal. About a quarter of them have no stable housing. Executive Director Kathy Schneider recognizes the challenges everyone faces, but says people struggling with poverty and homelessness face those challenges tenfold.
When they say to quarantine, shelter in place, they have no place to shelter. And that's the problem.
Schneider is right. To slow the spread of COVID-19, health officials recommend staying at home and social distancing. But that's not possible for everyone.
We have this mobile group of people who could become infected anytime. And they're kind of moving together. And so that makes them very vulnerable. A lot of those people have underlying health issues already. For them, catching this virus is very dangerous.
Sarah Krager of the University of Notre Dame has researched the public health implications of homelessness.
If you're sleeping in a different place every night, if you don't have access to clean water or fresh food, it's just going to exacerbate these underlying health issues.
Cities across the United States face the same problem. According to news reports, Los Angeles lined up trailers for the homeless to isolate, and New York City converted a shelter into an isolation facility. Indianapolis created an outreach team and is placing hand-washing stations downtown. Krager says this could be a step in the right direction.
And I think that, you know, with the coronavirus epidemic, one of the biggest challenges is that homeless people don't have regular access to a place where they can wash their hands. And typically what they do make use of are restaurants or grocery stores or libraries. And a lot of these locations have closed to the general public.
As the crisis escalates, St. Margaret's wants to stay open to help. Kitchen manager Samantha Peck says food should be the last thing someone needs to worry about.
At this time, nutrition is so important. Like, getting a good meal in could boost somebody's immune system just that little bit extra.
Schneider agrees, but recognizes that the virus could change things.
If one of us comes down with this, I'm sure we'll all have to self-quarantine. But as long as we can stay healthy, we're going to try to keep our doors open.
Indiana wants food pantries to stay open. The state is calling on young and healthy people to help by volunteering. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso for Side Effects Public Media.